Matt Greenwood back on KJFS. Speaking of Mike Ginch, he is the DeSoto boys track and field head coach, and we're here to talk about the upcoming 2019 season. And Coach Ginch, before we get started on 2019, I want to go back to 2018 real quick. And a couple of guys that left a major mark on the program, Trevor Johnson now at Drury University, and then Mason DeRouche at Missouri Southern State. Kind of give us an update on them.
Both of them are doing really well. Trevor had a really good indoor season. Running, he actually broke their school record in the 200 early, and then he was on their 4x4 team that got all conference as well. Has had a really good season. I just talked to him yesterday. He was up here to practice on spring break, and he's looking forward to outdoor. Mason did a nice job vaulting for Missouri Southern. He ended up being their number two vaulter, but got to travel to quite a few meets, did well. Realized how that some of the opening heights of college are a little bit higher than some of the opening heights at high school. But, you know, he did a nice job, and he's going to be up here, I think, Friday. So I'll get a chance to see him and talk to him. But both are doing well, and both are doing well in school and enjoy what they're doing. So I'm really proud of those two and what they've done so far in the college ranks.
All right, that's very good to hear. Yeah, glad they're certainly doing a good job up there. And I don't think I had conversations with Trevor, but certainly with Mason, seems like a really nice kid. So certainly the best of luck to him moving forward. But for you guys, you are moving forward, and you're moving forward without one of the best pole vaulters, with Mason vacating that position there. And then Trevor Johnson in the 100 and 200 meter dash. So, Coach, let's start with those events right there, and kind of who you have to sort of, you know, let's say, quote unquote, replace those two.
Sure. In the pole vault, we have a senior, Corey Hergett, who does a nice job. I mean, he's been about a 12-6 vaulter for us in the past. I feel like he's going to have a really good year this year. I don't know that we'll be up in the 15 feet range, but I think he'll be competitive in almost every meet that we compete in. And he's vaulted for quite a few years. So his leadership is definitely going to be needed in that event. In the 100 and the 200, we have a couple of sophomores actually that are going to kind of fill those roles. Wyatt Radford is kind of a jack of all trades for us. He's a 100, 200, 400 kid. He can even jump and do the 8 if we need him to in the 4x8. And then Dominic Punjani, who did a nice job at the JV level last year, for us, has gotten, you know, stronger and faster. I look forward for him to have a good year this year, kind of filling that role. And then, you know, we got a lot of new faces this year, so we're just going to kind of see who fits where and what we can do with everybody.
Coach, you had a guy that I forgot to mention him at the very beginning, Logan Smith, a wrestler for DeSoto, and a guy that was in javelin for you last year as well, and obviously he's moved on too. But I'm looking at the roster for a Mo-Mile split, and I see a Cody Smith. Any relation there?
No relation okay. There. Cody's a distance kid. You know, as far as javelin goes, we have Bishop Poole, who threw pretty well for us last year. Not quite the distance of Logan, but did throw very competitively for us. And then Isaiah Pierce is back out. He had a really good sophomore year and was not with us last year. We got a couple other kids just trying it out and seeing where they're at. Ethan Koch is back with us this year. He's been working some javelin, so we'll see. But, you know, I think that we'll have a decent strength in the throws with the shot and the disc that we didn't maybe have last year completely. I'm anxious to see how those guys will do.
Coach, when I spoke to Todd Medley of Hillsboro Track and Field, he talked about the district switch, the redistricting and all that stuff. And Hillsboro got bumped out of it. Now they're with Rockwood Summit and some other teams. What about you guys? How did your district redistricting play out?
Our district didn't really change, except the fact we lost Hillsboro, but then we picked up West Plains. I'm not so sure that worked in our favor as well. Our sectional is quite interesting and highly competitive as to we got matched with. a district all the way on the other side of the state, in Carl Junction, Webb City, and some of those schools. So in looking at the standings from last year, we have three of the top six teams that were on the state medal stand last year in either our district or our sectional. So it's going to be tough. It's definitely not an easy road. Very competitive. A lot of head scratching going on as to kind of what Misha was doing. But, you know, you can't cry over spilled milk, and you just got to get your kids ready and prepare them and do the best you can to make them as competitive as possible.
Yeah, you're right. You can't cry over spilt milk, but it's certainly, you know, wouldn't blame you if you did, because West Plains is kind of way out there. Coach, as you look to this 2019 season, you mentioned some new faces, some guys that are trying to try out the track and field type stuff. So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of give us an idea as to, you know, what you talk to these new faces about and how they go about learning, you know, how Coach Genge coaches things.
You know, I mean, as far as track goes, I mean, I've, every year I've been here, I've kind of beat the bushes, and being my third year, I've gotten a chance to meet a lot more kids. And so our numbers are up. We're about 48 this year. And we got some kids back out, and then that didn't run last year, but then we got some new kids, got a big freshman class. So, you know, when my big thing with track is I tell them, you know, I'm never going to ask you to do something I think you're going to fail. You know, but you're going to have to put the work in, because when you get between the white lines or you get in the circle or you get on the runway, there's nobody else helping you. And so, you know, if you kind of slough off in practice, you don't put the work in, you take a little bit off here, or don't do this there, it's going to show. And when we start getting into the competitive season, you know, it's tough, you know, and we do try to rotate as many guys in as possible throughout the season to get guys opportunities to get times and marks and heights and distances and stuff. But, you know, when we start getting towards mid-April, I told him, you know, mid-April conference time, it's going to be the best of the best on the team. So, you know, our big thing right now is kind of feeling everybody out with so many new guys, letting them try some things, see where the pieces fit. And also for us, not letting some events slide through the cracks like we did last year, which fell on me. I kind of felt like I let a few events slide through the cracks, and it possibly cost me a chance at, you know, competing a little higher for conference and, you know, pushing for the at least the second place in district. And so that kind of hurt us a little bit. So I have to do a better job, and I've tried to put a stress on myself to make sure that we fill everything and we prepare for everything throughout the preseason and even during the season.
When it comes to the events in track and field that are more team-oriented, like the relays and that sort of thing, maybe not just beyond that, but including that as well, what are you experimenting with this season, Coach Genge?
You know, we lost. I mean, we've taken the 4x1 to state the last 2 years. We took the 4x2, and we're all state last year. And those two relays last year, we got one member back. You know, and so just trying to fit the pieces, seeing what we can be the most competitive at. You know, we might not be the 4x1 we were last year. It might be more 4x4, 4x8 related, but just trying to see where our kids fit, what we can be the most competitive at, and be the most successful at. You know, I always tell the kids, we want to fill things, but we also want to fill them to be successful. And if we're not successful and we're not finding success, I don't want to waste a ton of time on that event. You know, a relay that it just isn't clicking, you know, if it's not going to change. And so just the early part of the season, we try different kids in the relays, different spots, see who fits, see who we think might fit a role, and kind of see how competitive things are. And then we just kind of go from there.
All right, very well. Coach Genge, before I let you go here, and certainly appreciate you spending time with us, wanted to just allow you time to talk about any final thoughts you might have for those that are a part of the DeSoto community.
You know, I mean, come out, support our guys. We've got a great group of guys. Like I said, we have almost 50 out this year. Got some faces back this year that we haven't had, didn't have last year. So I'm really excited about those kids. We got a very young group that I'm really excited about trying to develop and keep together. So we might not be as successful early in the season as I think we will be towards the end, but I think that we've got a chance to be pretty good. It's just going to be a lot of hard work, and I'm anxious to kind of get some warmer weather and hopefully get some of that work in.
Okay, very well. Coach Ginn, just always appreciate the time. Best of luck to your guys this year.
All right, thanks.
That is Mike Ginch, head coach of DeSoto Boys Track and Field, joining us here on KJFF.